Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
Good.
I don't get to see you. I don't get to see. Have you ever been in studio with me?
Not
I don't know
studio,
that you have.
No, we're always on the phone with each other.
Yeah, I mean, it's always fun to. But, I mean, I know who you are, what you look like, but it's good to be face to face. Big event in what? In 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
What do we got? What's going on?
So the Governor's Prevention Partnership is turning 35, and we are having a big celebration to commemorate the 35 years that we've been working in youth substance use prevention. And we're so thrilled that Chris is here with us, because Chris is actually the chair of the event. And it's just incredible, because CBIA was there at the beginning when we were started in 1989 with then CEO John Rathgaber. Chris's immediate predecessor, Joe Brennan, is still the chair of our board. And so just to have Chris with us and to show the continued commitment of the Connecticut business community to working towards protecting our young people is incredible.
I do find that the corporate part of Connecticut is very, I'm not blowing smoke, is very service oriented. And more so that I was in Boston and New York, and it's in Boston and New York is different. Here, it actually, it's more face to face. It's more intimate, in my opinion. Why is this stuff important for your organization?
Yeah, there's no doubt the business community is more committed in Connecticut than other places I've worked, Washington, San Diego, outside of this country. And it's because of the deep relationships we have in Connecticut. I think it's just deep connection, and the businesses feel that connection to their community, to the state. And this specific, the Governor's Prevention Partnership is so important because our youth are our future workforce, and we compete in Connecticut and the skills, knowledge, and innovation of our workforce. So it's so important that they have the right opportunities and are treated right and as they develop into that future workforce. And so it's an important initiative for us, and we've been really proud to partner with Kelly.
Well, we're going to talk more about the event. It's in a I haven't been there yet, but I'm told it's quite swanky. Do I have to wear – it's a suit?
A suit.
Cocktail? Okay.
A suit. Business attire is fine.
Okay. All right. Because I'm going to go, too. It's on the 14th at Delamar in West Hartford, and there's still opportunities to get involved in sponsorship and go. This organization is super important to all of us, not just from the work, but our kids. We all have kids.
Right.
And I mean, I'm frightened every day about this stuff. And I do want to get into, you know, we talk about the bigger stuff, like the big drugs and stuff, but like, you know, I'm curious, we'll do this in our next block, like about how we doing with teenagers and alcohol and stuff like that. My kids are a little bit different, and I don't have to get too much into the personal side of it, but I'm curious of how we're doing. We're here with Kelly Julison from the Governor's Prevention Partnership and Chris DiPentima from CBIA on November 14th at the Delamar in West Hartford. They're going to celebrate 35 years, and a bit of a risk for you, right? You usually do this as a breakfast, but you're doing like, it's not like a gala, but it's a bigger event, right? And if people want to get involved, if somebody out there has a small business that doesn't do enough in community service, or yourself want to go and support it, where can people get more information?
People can go to our website at gppct.org to find out more information about the event. And to your point around small businesses, this is really an opportunity to think about engagement too. It's not just an investment in our organization to help your future workforce. There's opportunities for us at the partnership to go in and help your small business. Do you want to work directly in your community to mentor young people? We could help with that. Or are your employees struggling at home? Like, we are who we are when we come into work, regardless of what is going on at home. So if you have a young person who may be struggling with substance use disorder at home, what does that mean for your workday? Are you disengaged? Are you less productive? We can go in with some helpful tips, support, essentially like lunch and learn sessions, if you will, to provide that support and give folks what they need to help them through those times, or hopefully prevent those times from ever happening.
And listen, a lot of there's a less reliable workforce in a lot of industries than it was maybe 20, 25 years ago. I mean, how many businesses are under your umbrella?
We have about 4,000 members employing about 375,000 employees.
Jeez. I had no idea. It's like in terms of your cohorts, like the third largest in the country.
Yeah.
And it goes back a couple hundred years. I mean, how do you guys talk about as a group, like the service element? Because it is like there's a mutualistic side to it, because not only are you doing service in your community, but it also helps you, because like you often have employees who are struggling and you're also trying to find good ones too.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, we compete on the workforce. And so making sure those employees are happy, productive, coming to work. As you mentioned, it's a different workforce today, maybe than 25 years ago. And having like an organization like GPP be able to come in and help the employer-employee relationship. Sometimes the employee doesn't want to let the employer know that there's issues going on at home. And so you want to separate, but you still want to be there for the employees. And so bringing in that neutral third party, if you will, organization with the resources and the knowledge to be able to help is so important.
Before I get back to Kelly, I want to ask you, because I have friends who do a lot of construction project management and stuff like that, and that business is notoriously difficult for retention and so on, but it's even more so in the last, 10 years or so. What industries have the biggest trouble sort of retaining people? Is there any patterns to it?
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But fortunately, in Connecticut, we have a really great retention rate. We have one of the lowest quit and turnover rates in the country, Brian, because I think of this deep relationship that the employer and the employees have. And the fact that we value the employees so much here in Connecticut, because we compete on our workforce versus a low-cost state or a resource-dependent state. But those areas that are having a higher turnover are usually your entry-level service workers, restaurant, leisure, hospitality. Those are where you see a lot of turnover, because sometimes it's just a landing spot for an employee and they're going on somewhere else. Otherwise, we've had good retention. The revolving door post-pandemic has stopped. It's more about filling those almost 80,000 open jobs that we have in Connecticut.
Yeah, there's a lot of open jobs. Kelly, how are we doing? I always think about the workers, but there's also like the kids and the habits start early. I mean, you haven't been there for the whole 35 years, but I mean, in terms of like where we are, when did you start doing this? I don't know how long you've been doing it for.
I've been at the organization since 2012.
Okay, so you've been here for a while. How are we, like, can you give us some relative, like, perspective from then to now, how we're doing?
So I think the good thing is nationally, youth use is down when we consider the amount.
Is that, what is that in all, like, is that alcohol? Is that drugs? Is it all of it?
So that's specifically for alcohol. Okay. But yes, for cannabis use, that's also down over the last 10 or 12 years. I'm not going to say I'm going to take credit for that, but correlation is causation. No, I'm truly kidding on that. But yes, so use rates are down. But then where we're really seeing young people struggle is especially in the LGBTQIA+ community, and also girls, which, as we looked at the most recent information that came from the Youth Risk Behavior Survey, that was really surprising. We focused a lot, especially on Black and brown boys and providing them services. Mm-hmm. But looking at who overall is using most, it's the LGBTQIA community and also young girls. And that's across the board for alcohol,
for those
cannabis.
Two groups, everything's up.
Not up overall, but it's the highest rates.
Okay, so but it's has it increased over the last decade or so?
No, it's overall down, but just when you look at
for those
people,
two groups.
No.
They're steady, everyone else has gone down then, right?
Yes.
So I just got to clarify. Their rates are highest, those two groups.
Yes,
they haven't gone down by as much as the others.
Exactly.
Do you have any sense of, I mean, the LGBTQ community, obviously, sometimes it's a real struggle with identity and acceptance and all those kind of things. You can see how the people might turn to certain things, but like what causation, like what is...
I think there's a lot around the disengagement in both of those communities, the struggles, the pressure that young girls in the LGBTQ plus community are facing when we consider social media, just the other, you know, the variations of things that have gone on, especially post-pandemic, that our young people just need our support. And, you know, as we talk about this and, you know, we've all talked about being parents, about being kids and how scary it is. The thing that's constant through all of these things in terms of like what makes a difference, whether it's here or whether it's in Iceland, it's that positive adult connection and making sure that our young people have that. And I don't want to narrow that to parents because being a parent, it might not be the safest place for a young person, but we all have the ability to do that, whether it's in our faith communities, in our local community, to just be that positive support, be a mentor so that young people know that there's someone there who's looking out for them, who can help guide them.
Yeah, I couldn't say it any better. The 14th of November at Delamar starts at 4:30. And again, if you'd like to be involved, all you have to do is you can search Governor's Prevention Partnership, go to the site, and it pops. There's a pop-up right there when you get to the page, and you can learn about the event. And if you have a budget, you know, in your budget to do stuff like this, I would encourage people to do it. And also, if you don't, you should. They say 10% of your income should go to charity, or 10% plus to go to savings, and then you're eating breakfast cereal for dinner. But it's hard to save money these days, but it's really important stuff. The less important stuff, what are the kids dressing up as?
My kids are going as Wednesday. So it's Wednesday. Wednesday and Edid from the Wednesday Netflix series. And my husband's going as Gomez and I am Morticia.
Oh, nice. Well done. And that show is like now a whole new generation. That's really wild. Now you have one left still going. Do you have any idea what she's dressed up as?
Yeah, because she started last weekend with the festivities. But she's going as a pirate. Yeah, her friends have a whole pirate.
That's a classic. Yeah. I mean, it's a classic. I my son went to a party last Saturday and I think he wore a Cookie Monster onesie, but the onesies are kind of a cop out, right? I mean,
no.
They're a little bit of a. I mean, we have a bunch of them. I have a unicorn. I have Cookie Monster. I have one of the Incredibles. What do they call the yellow guys?
Who are
Minions. We have a Minion one. It's so great. So I hope you have a safe Halloween. We'll see you on the 14th because I'll be there as well.
Yes, and we'll be recognizing you, Brian.
I don't think it's necessary, but I appreciate it. I mean, this stuff is super important. We all have kids, and if we don't have kids, we have nephews and nieces, and it's really a big deal. So thank you guys, both of you.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!